Today we are going to be conducting an interview about COVID-19 and its impact on our lives. My name is and I consent to being interviewed.
My name is and I also consent to being interviewed.
Hi, my name is and I also consent to being interviewed.
And today is September 17th and it's 1 p.m.
Okay, so we're going to start out with the question, did you or anyone you know get COVID? How were they impacted by that?
Yeah, so I didn't end up getting COVID through the entire full year of the pandemic and even going now. But my dad, who is in healthcare, he ended up getting COVID and he tested positive. So he ended up going to a hotel to quarantine from all of us. And then my mom started showing symptoms and she's immunocompromised. So we didn't want to take her outside to get her tested. So we all just quarantined in our own rooms, put on masks anytime except when we were eating and stuff. So that was a really interesting experience. What about you?
So actually up until just this past August, we were COVID free, my whole family and I, but actually I think my mom tested positive first and then my dad and then me. So we all had to quarantine together and we all had, you know, the classic symptoms, loss of taste and smell. We had a cough, a high fever. And so that went on for about, almost 2 weeks, actually, almost up until the end of our quarantine. And, you know, it was actually pretty unfortunate because it was right before, I was gonna have a little going away party. And so unfortunately we weren't able to have that. But yeah, that was just my experience with COVID. What about you?
Okay, so I did not ever get COVID, but one day I was at my house and my neighbor asked me to hang out, and so I was like, okay, of course, come up. And so we hung out for a while, but then after, I got a text from him saying, sorry, I didn't tell you, but I was getting tested for COVID this morning, and I just found out that I tested positive. And so I was like, oh my gosh, how could you come and hang out with me after getting tested for COVID? So I told my parents, and my mom, she was forced to work throughout the whole pandemic, so she was kind of freaking out, because if she had to miss work, it just would have been pretty bad. But so this was also at the beginning of COVID, and finding testing and organizing that was still kind of hard. So we had to drive an hour away to get tested, and I ended up being negative, but still I had to quarantine for 14 days, which was not the best.
That's awful. It's people like that who really made the pandemic worse for all of us.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Okay, so how did the pandemic and quarantine impact your mental health and that of those around you? What was the feeling you felt the most during quarantine? If you felt sadness or loneliness, how did you cope with that?
Okay, so during quarantine, I would say that I was pretty lonely just because my parents were really strict with not letting me see other people. And so I was in my room the most most of the time. And my whole family were pretty closed off about our emotions. So it's if one person's sad, we're not really the type to go out and be openly crying. So everyone, I think my sister and I, we were both pretty sad, but we wouldn't show it to each other or our parents. So we'd end up just crying in our rooms or something, which is definitely not healthy. But I'd say the way I coped with sadness was I would journal a lot and I would try to FaceTime friends and even though I didn't do it that often, just doing little things like that made me feel better.
Yeah, that's good.
What about you?
Yeah, so you were saying, I think my family's not very open about feelings and all that too. So I could tell that me and my sister especially were having a hard time because we usually see our friends daily. She had to come back from college. And then I was fully remote, obviously, as everyone was. And even prior to COVID, I had struggled with anxiety and depression. So it only made it worse to be very isolated.
For sure.
And just the atmosphere around us made everyone anxious, even people who don't already have issues with it. So I know that just made me health anxiety and about getting it. And then in general, I felt super lonely because like you said, my family and even myself, I wanted to stay as far away from people as possible. So I was just very lonely. And I guess the best way to cope with that, we were just on calls constantly. We would be on group calls, FaceTimes, house party, the app. So that was a really good way to still stay in touch and manage all of that. What about you?
So for me personally, COVID didn't really start affecting my mental health until several weeks into quarantine. So my school went completely remote at the beginning of lockdown, and like everybody was kind of in the same boat, so it wasn't too stressful. But after those first few weeks, it started to really take a toll on my mental health, like not being able to see my friends in school and not being able to socialize was really hard. But thank God for FaceTime, like you said, and Zoom. Otherwise, I don't think I would have survived. One big thing that helped me stay in a good mental space was working out. So I'm very lucky to have a little home gym. So I was able to, you know, just get creative with my workouts. But that definitely kept me sane during quarantine.
Absolutely. I think media is a really important part of like our pandemic, the fact that we were able to stay connected. I don't know what we would have done like a couple years ago, you know?
Yeah.
How isolated were you during COVID? Did you do some socially distanced activities in the beginning, or were you alone for the majority of the time? And when you were alone, what did you end up doing in that free time?
So during quarantine, I was living with my mom, dad, and older brother. And my family and I are really tightly knit, so we were spending a ton of time together, especially my brother and I. My brother is he's a senior in college now. He's going to Michigan State. So having him home for, you know, the majority of quarantine was really nice, and we were able to spend a lot of that time together. And like I said earlier, exercising was a big part of my quarantine. So and I would try to get into a good workout regimen at home, which helped us both physically and mentally. And then in terms of socially distant activities, in a way, I feel like I was actually able to connect even more with some like long distance friends and family who I hadn't talked to very much before quarantine. So that was one positive aspect. What about you?
During COVID, I was pretty isolated, but I also have a younger sister, so I spent a ton of time with her. Like, we would go to the grocery store, as I was telling you guys earlier. We'd go on drives. We would try and like do like crafts on our like deck and things like that. And I also went to go see my like family members that were kind of far away. Like, we do like socially distanced picnics and things like that. And I would also like try to do workout routine and read. And yeah, what about you?
Yeah, so I was definitely one of those people. I'm proud to say I was like incredibly cautious, maybe overly cautious, but it's okay. I literally didn't see people at all. Like, I did not leave my house to even go grocery shopping or anything until I think August or September of like 2020. And in that time, like, my sister was home from college because of quarantine, so that was really nice. We did a bunch of things together. Like, at night we would just like get on her bed and like binge Netflix or call different people and stuff like that, which was a lot of fun. So like, good bonding that way. But in the beginning, I definitely didn't do any socially distant activities, let alone even activities on my own, really. But then once we like transitioned towards like September and when things were opening up a little more, I tried doing like outdoor activities with masks on, like picnics, bike riding, things like that. So those were really fun.
What was the biggest impact COVID had on your life?
Yeah, so luckily I didn't lose anyone or anything like that, so it wasn't a big impact like that. But I think for me personally, it would definitely be like the social aspect of it. I'm already like super introverted as is, and I don't have like that many friends to begin with, but a lot of my friends, the whole reason we were like in contact and super close was through being in school every day, talking about like classwork, teachers, all of that kind of thing. And during COVID, basically like all my friends just got cut in half. I ended up only having like a couple close friends that I actually like stayed in contact with and then stayed like super good friends with after all of this. So I think that was definitely the biggest impact for me. What about you?
So the biggest impact COVID had on my life personally was from an academic standpoint. So going immediately from all in person to all virtual really quickly was a major change. And so in the beginning of quarantine, I was completely virtual, and then my whole senior year I was half virtual and half in person. So in my virtual blocks, I was completely asynchronous, so I kind of had to figure out, you know, how to budget my time and when to do homework and when to look at different assignments. And so actually I think that was like really beneficial to right now in college. Like, it was kind of more like the college experience rather than high school, where I kind of have to figure out, you know, when to go to class and when to do assignments. So I think that was definitely helpful, a good impact that COVID had. What about you?
For me, I just feel really like sluggish and sad when I don't set a routine. So COVID kind of taught me like how to like make use of like big chunks of free time. So I would like wake up early, read, work out, make breakfast, all of that. And that's also like kind of adding on to Andrew's point. Like I've carried over those habits to coming into college. And I think that's gonna help me like make sure that I don't procrastinate my work and things like that. Okay, how do you feel about transitioning back to normal life? Like being back in person classes and being able to be maskless in some places and other things like that?
Yes, I definitely think it's a really big transition and it feels very, very odd. I know like when we were first transitioning into like these new in quote things, because they're just normal things that we used to do, it just feels so odd that these used to be so normal to us. So in a sense, it makes me really anxious, the fact that we can be maskless. Like, is this going to cause another spike, and like will I get sick and things like that? But at the same time, it's really refreshing and relaxing to be able to return to that kind of normal daily life. Like being in person classes makes me super happy. I did not like remote learning at all, and just having to being able to have that sense of freedom a little bit is really nice to know that we're going in the direction of being completely normal again. What about you, Anna?
Yeah, I would have to totally agree with everything you're saying. Like, I'm really psyched to be back fully in person. You know, with the Delta variant around, it is a little bit scary, but knowing that we're all vaccinated here at Northeastern definitely makes me feel safer. But like I said, it's great to, you know, see people in person, and in some places we're maskless, so that's nice to see everybody's face. But yeah, I'm really glad to be kind of transitioning back to our pre-COVID life. Hopefully things will loosen up even more, and once we get this under control, eventually we'll be back to normal completely. So what about you?
I feel like for me, during the summer when things started to loosen up in Seattle, everyone was trying to do like as much as they could. So it was like constantly like everyone was trying to like hang out, like people were trying to like keep like really busy, and it was kind of like overwhelming just because it's like, you know, things weren't completely normal, but it's like everyone's wanting to do something because they're like given the opportunity to do it. So it's really, really nice, but again, like everyone else said, it is kind of scary just because it's like COVID's still an issue.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's just like stressful, nice, and everything all in one.
Thank you so much for listening to our interview. I hope you enjoyed it. Bye!